This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here's Clark. Clark pulls up another deep one. He's good! From the Final Four.
Caitlin Clark once again dancing with the basketball, seeing it go through the net.
Last night, Iowa took down LSU in a rematch of one of the most watched women's college basketball games in history in the Final Four a year ago. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Caitlin Clark of the Iowa Hawkeyes scored 41 points to beat LSU. And me and Danny and so many other people who very rarely watch women's college basketball checked it out. I was watching last night. Now, I will say this is not the first time I've watched her this year. I've never really, if I'm being completely candid, like looked up a game, found out what time and what channel. But it's one of those things where if I'm flipping through and I see Iowa women's basketball, I will stop and watch. It's like a good movie on TV, Shawshank Redemption or something. Right? We were at West Palm Beach in spring training. The Nats got delayed on that Sunday afternoon. I think they were playing USC or something, one of the best teams in the country. And we were in Charlie and Dave's booth, and I sat there and we all kind of watched the game for 10 minutes. Handful of times like that this year. She's a marvel. I mean, this is Steph Curry of the women's game. She steps across the timeline. You've got to pick her up at half court, or she's going to just hoist from somewhere. She is in the camp with Steph and probably nobody else. Maybe Dame Lillard, who's not playing tonight, by the way, if you're going to the Wizards-Bucks game. He will not be in action at Capital One Arena. But no bad shot team. Like, they're all right on the... There's no such thing as a shot your coach will get mad at you taking if you're Caitlin Clark, Dame Lillard, or Steph Curry, or maybe two or three other people on the planet. But she scored 41 last night. And I think there were people that were watching because she's amazing. I think there were people that were watching because her and Angel Reese seemed to hate each other's guts last year, although everything was on the up and up this time around. Mm-hmm. But I think people were trying to see, if you guys forgot, like Angel Reese, after they beat Iowa, followed Caitlin Clark around pointing at her finger like several seconds after the game, which was pretty unprecedented. I think Caitlin Clark got in her face at some point during the game, if memory serves as well. But cooler heads prevailed. She scored 40. Iowa moves on to the Final Four.
So I tuned in after, you know, I just got home from the Nats game, watched the end of the Orioles game with my wife, and then said, oh, they're playing. That's right.
A walk-off bomb for the Birds, by the way.
A little 0-2 for Jordan Westberg by the Lopich.
Jordan Westberg was like the ninth highest upside player moving forward that they have.
Must be nice.
An awesome future. He'd be maybe the best young national. Probably with Trey Lipscomb. Maybe a tick above Lipscomb big picture, but anyway, that's not the point.
Just a casual game winner. Any hoodles. But I tuned in to see if there'd be any dramatics. You know, I did. I have no interest otherwise, to be frank with you. I don't care one way or the other. There's a lot of sports I don't care about. But I remember last year, I thought it was callous and over the top and ridiculous, and then so too were the defenses of people. Where you rub it in someone's face, don't do that in sports. Don't rub it in people's face. Don't show people up. Don't be rude. Don't be a jerk. And then there are these defenses of it that were, you know, sort of logical pretzels and twisted like that. So I wanted to see if there was something like that would happen, right? If LSU won again, or if Iowa won again, if she might do a look at my ring now, you stupid. I have no idea. So none of that happened. There were 9,000 timeouts. I didn't really love it, but I tuned in because, as you said, there's more gravity to that one than your normal, I'd say, Elite Eight matchup for me with the women's basketball.
She is unbelievable, Caitlin Clark.
So I only saw her hit a bunch of free throws at the last couple of minutes, but...
Well, you missed the display. Yeah,
well, the stat line of 41 points and 12 dimes tells you she had a nice afternoon.
There were 41 points to yeah. choose from there for you. I've never seen anything quite like it in the women's game, but that is my comp. I'm sure I'm not the first person to come up with this. It is Steph. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we saw the 3-point shootout between Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu,
yeah.
who went to Oregon and who plays now in the WNBA at the All-Star event this year. They got to do the same thing next year, and I want to see Caitlin Clark against Steph Curry. I believe Ionescu shot from the men's 3-point line too in that contest, which made it more impressive. But apparently, I was talking to someone. It was Chelsea James of the Washington Post yesterday. And I was like, you know, I actually think because Ice Cube offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to take part in the Big Three, which I'm guessing she's going to turn down, I'm assuming, and she'll go play in the WNBA as the number one pick. But I was thinking, why couldn't she be successful in the Big Three? Gilbert Arenas on his podcast and a bunch of people are saying essentially that, well, she'll get D'd up and these physical former NBA players will just get in her face and whatever. And my point is, she could shoot from half court, it seems like. So unless you're going to pick her up, like, when she's not even at half court yet, and I know it's a half court
game. It's a half court thing, yeah.
But you get what I'm saying. Like, if you're 10 feet from the 3-point line and you can still hit a shot, now she's not going to hit them all. Maybe she only shoots 20%. But I think if she's the third member of a team and she just stands out there and shoots, I think she could have some success doing that.
And Chelsea's point back to us was you would use a men's ball, which is a much bigger factor than you and I. We're like, really? That's a big deal? She was like, yes, that's a huge deal.
Surprises me a little bit. Yeah. I get that the size of the ball is different. I know that. By the way, there have been two controversies. Maybe that's not the right word. But earlier in the year, I saw that they used a men's ball in a women's game, which I don't know how that happens. And then did you see the story where the three-point line was wrong in a tournament game that just got played?
Oh, yeah.
Like, one of the teams was shooting on a three-point line that was several feet closer, inches maybe,
right.
Like a foot closer.
But it's even eye test noticeable.
Right. A guy noticed it from the 400s. That's how they... Do you know that that's how it came about?
He's like, hey,
this guy took a picture of the court, and he's like, wait a second.
Does this seem...
This arc looks closer to the rim than that one. After four games had been played, they figured this out. That's insane.
Oh, it totally is. Totally is. Not great, Bob, is the only way to think about that. But, so, I have no idea. Those kind of weird... Not weird. Those kind of, like, hypothetical sports debates of, like... I remember years ago, would Brittany Griner play well in the NBA? I was like, no, that's not a thing. No, stop
that. I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not saying you are, but I have no idea.
She was offered $5 million, and I'm saying, take that money, go play in the Big Three.
Give it a shot. Like, the washed-up Antoine Walkers of the world, right? The guys that are, like, out of shape and, like, barely hanging on.
You don't think she could score on Baron Davis, who's, like, 50?
Yeah, like,
come on.
run around a screen or two and hit a step back, maybe. I have no idea. But, any hoodles. Yeah, I wonder what it's going to do, though, big picture. Because what everybody loves to do that's already in on something, right, is when new people come to watch just for this oddity, they're like, we've arrived, we've turned the corner, it's now, everybody's going to care all the time. I don't know if that's going to be the case here with the women's game because of this superstar.
I think there's a good chance that it will. And more people are watching than ever before, and you learn about the freshman or the sophomore on Iowa, and maybe you get hooked. That's something we can come back to later in the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.